nothing now. Don't let me go. They spend one in all of you. Let's get down low.
My cold heart is finally melting. I move from the east to the west when I finally think it might be helping. I confess I'm not that versatile. I say I'm good, but I might be ending up. Takes one call and that undoes the dive.
Hello? Could you wait? What mic number's up for?
Hello.
Hello there. Could you please introduce yourself to my loyal fan base?
My name is Natalie. I am Sam's friend.
Period. Okay, so today we have a special guest, we have a little fun segment planned, which is going to be ranking 2024 pop albums.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. So we have this fun little website pulled up, and we're gonna be going through. 2024 was a big year for pop music. Do you agree?
Truly.
Did you say Shirley?
Truly.
Oh, I thought you said Charlie, and I was like,
oh, well, that too.
That too. But yeah, let's just get right into it. We'll probably split this up because there's a lot of albums. We'll split this up over a few songs, but starting off with this one, I'm actually not even entirely sure what that is. Do you know
what
this?
Is that? The yellow one?
Yeah, the yellow one.
I have.
Okay,
no idea.
Let's just skip ones that we haven't heard of. Fuck notes. Okay, or is there? Or if we haven't heard it, we'll just put it in. Okay, first of all, the categories are From High to Low, Godly, Yes, and Bumpin' That. It's Nice. It's Different, It's Unusual, Indifferent, Needs Improvement, and then bottom tier is Tortured Ears Department. So,
well, I see the Tortured Poets Department, and I kind of want to put it
right in, like, the Tortured, okay, Ears, let's Department. Just, if we haven't heard it, we'll put it in Needs Improvement.
Yeah,
because we'll save Tortured Ears for the one and only. Okay, so next up we have the actual Tortured, or this is the anthology version, I think, but who even cares?
Mean?
It's like the, like, 2-hour version.
Okay.
To be honest, could only name like two songs, or I couldn't even name any songs. I just know that one that's like, I snowed the present manna in my birthday. Awful.
No.
She simply must be stopped. So she's going straight to Tortured Ears Department.
Sorry.
How fitting. Do you know this one next?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, we don't know. Sorry, guys. This one. I know, I've seen it, like, on Twitter and stuff. I don't think it's, like, the Joker, Lady Gaga thing. I also haven't heard that, so I feel like I can't fairly say what's going on there. This one, okay, I have listened. Have you listened to this? The Normani album?
No.
Normani, like, from Fifth Harmony?
Oh, shit. No.
It's called, I forget what it's called. I listened to it once, and I was like, I never listened to it again. But I wasn't like, this is terrible. So, I feel like Indifferent. Let's put it there. This one, I'm just going to say. Okay, Eternal Sunshine. What are your thoughts?
Well, wait, which songs are on that one?
It's like, the boy is mine. I can't.
Like, him. I'd give it a bump in that.
Okay, I think I would agree. I feel like the Yes And is kind of prompting us to give it that. I will say Yes And was really good. Yeah, I think I have to agree. Like, there were, like, it was definitely, like, a consistent album. I felt like there wasn't, she didn't really, like, put that much effort into it. There were, like, two performances overall. Like,
yeah.
She didn't give us a lot. She's very, like, just actress right now, which I'm like, okay. But I'd give it a bump in that. Okay, I don't know what this is.
I have no idea what that is. Great album.
Magdalene. Okay, wait. What are your thoughts? Because I feel like you like this more than me.
I really like it.
And this was just on air also. So
yeah. This. I would say I probably like every single song on this album.
Okay. I gotta say, I don't think any of... Like, I've definitely heard the whole album, but I don't think I added any of the songs to my liked songs.
Okay.
Because I was just like, I don't know. It's just like... For me, it's kind of like whatever. Like, I personally would give it a bump in that. Or... Okay. Low-key, I would give it this tier. Mm. It's nice, it's different. But what are your thoughts?
And well, we can compromise. I was thinking of giving it a godly, so we need to compromise. Okay,
I can compromise for a yes and. Okay. Like, it's definitely solid, but I'm just like, I don't know.
Okay.
This is... I can't even tell what that is. We're gonna put you here. I don't know what that is either. Or this.
Sorry, I don't know. There's most a lot of flops these, on yeah. here.
Oh my god. I feel like I've seen the. I think this is like Kali Uchis, maybe?
I don't think that's Kali Uchis.
Oh, sorry.
That is okay.
Okay, all these are just whatever. Okay, this is, what's it called? Miami. Slut Pop Miami. Am I allowed
is that
to
Kim
I don't
Petras?
Think I can say that. S Pop Miami, yes.
Oh.
Kim Petras. I've heard bad things about it. I feel like this is the one that has, Throatzilla on it, which just for
I
that
I have not heard that.
I've it's good.
Wait, well, doesn't like she have fine. A song called like Throat Goat?
Or maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so It's Nice, It's Different.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we'll put some on air just to listen to it. This, whatever. This, do you know this?
I know one song.
Which
well,
one?
Is it
it's
like
Tough
Body
Low.
Or something? That, do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, her like that's her old music, I think.
No,
if we're
wait.
Talking buddy.
It's different. There's a different song. It was like
okay,
on TikTok. Okay,
because I love all of the songs on this.
Okay.
It's Tove Lo and like SG Lewis, who's like a producer.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm trying to think of what the main song is. Oh, it's Heat.
That's
I already
what it is.
Know.
Yeah.
I think I've played that on air before also. Low-key, I would put that... no, I don't know if it's worth godly. I would definitely give it yes and.
Okay.
I'm going to play some of that later.
Okay.
Let's see. Let's do like a few more and then we'll go back to music. Cowboy Carter. Oh, well, okay. I know my opinions. Do you want to say yours?
I'm going to say godly.
Godly? Okay. I... Low-key... Okay, I love...
Or maybe yes and.
That's low-key what I was thinking. I think it 100% deserved Album of the Year because she's been... Not so much like for this album in particular, but just like to make up for all the like snubs in the past. And I think it was really solid. Like I definitely like half the songs I really like, and then a quarter of them I'm like okay, and then the other quarter I'm like eh.
Yeah.
So, but just for that, like definitely I would give it yes and then let's finish this off this. Section
oh, the last
with.
Few are good.
Yeah, these I know all of these.
The Billie Eilish album.
Yeah, Hit Me Hard and Soft. I really liked it.
Yeah, me too. I'd give it a yes and.
Yeah, I would too. I'm realizing now, like, nothing yet is godly.
But I think there's an album coming
well,
up that
yeah.
we can give it to.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Yeah, I loved Hit Me Hard and Soft. When it came out, I listened to it a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like there isn't a single song on there that's like bad.
I agree.
So for that, we'll give it a yes and. And okay, do we want to take a break now and then come back to this?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Well, now I'm feeling inspired, so I want to play something from the Tove Lo EP. Okay. So, up next is Heat by Tove Lo.
Hey.
Which we gave a yes and to this album. Okay, here it comes. Thank you.
You can't take the heat. You're staring at me, staring us free. I already know. You can't take the heat. I know you want me, obviously.
From the day to the night, leave me satisfied.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that little intermission. Got to hear a few of the albums we've been ranking, and now we're gonna finish it off. So, this next one we have here, it's a pretty groundbreaking album.
I would say so.
For 2024. You've probably become pretty familiar with The Shade of Green.
Should we
start do this one first?
Yeah, that's what
okay,
I was
gonna
say.
I feel like it's godly.
Godly.
Yeah, like there's it's Brat, by the way.
Yeah. No notes.
Yeah. Just like I mean the music was great, the socio-cultural impact was like even
crazy.
Bigger. Yeah, I mean I feel like it's already been talked about so much and like couldn't have been done better. And then we have the remix, which is the next one we have here. I feel like I don't know. Do you think it's on the same level or do you, yeah.
I would say no. I know some people that liked it more than the original album, but I would honestly have to disagree.
Yeah, cuz like I definitely did like it when it came out. It is, like, every song was very different, which, like, I respect from her, just, like, completely changing it. I feel like with, so often, like, the remix is just, like, you add a verse, and then it's, like, okay, is that really a remix? But, like, every song was completely different, which is really respectable, but I feel like the original was just so good. But I would still give this, like, second tier, like, yes.
Yeah, I'd give it yes and.
But definitely some good songs in there. Okay, next is CXOXO by Camila Cabello, which I personally really, really love. That was like probably like top, maybe not top three, but definitely top five albums for me from last year. Like, I listened to it a lot. I know it wasn't like, it didn't do super well by any means. But I feel like it's so underrated. I've definitely played it on my show before, like, and especially the deluxe. Like, there's so many good songs. I don't know. Have you listened to it at all?
I only know that one song with Playboi Carti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like that one?
I honestly did. I feel like it's the type of song that, like, when I heard it at first, I was confused and I didn't love it, but then it kind of grew on me.
I also felt like she was kind of doomed from the start, because with that song, there was so much, like, controversy being like, oh, she's copying Charlie, blah, blah, blah. When it's like, I feel like she wasn't really, I mean, there definitely are, so, like, I've seen some pictures of, like, her promotion, and it kind of, like, looks exactly the same as Brat, but it's, like, green. But I do think, like, if you actually listen to the whole album, you are like, oh, wait, this doesn't sound like what Charlie's doing.
Yeah.
And it's, like, as someone who likes Charlie's music, like, it makes sense that I would also like this. And I don't see a real, like, plagiarism thing going on here. So I low-key would give this Godly,
I feel like you kind of have to rate this one. I don't know if
okay, I'm going to give it Yes And, because I feel like I can't put it on the same tier as Brat, but definitely underrated. Okay, next is, what's this called? Something Optimism? Radical Optimism. Did you listen to it?
Oh. I feel like I know Houdini. A couple songs. Yeah, Houdini.
I've listened to it a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's on the same tier as Eternal Sunshine, where it's like, they've definitely had better music before.
Yeah.
But... but it's still pretty solid. Like, the singles were definitely the best ones. Like, you know, like, Training Season and, like, Illusion. I love that song.
Yeah, like, Dua Lipa never misses for me.
Right. So let's put that at bumping that. Do you know this one? I don't know this.
I have no idea what that is.
This is Glorilla. I only know that one song that's, like...
Is she the British
G-L-O
one?
G-L-O in that G-L-E. Oh. Do you know that song?
I have no idea.
Isn't she also the one that's like, it's 7 p.m. Friday, 95 degrees, right? That's
I feel her. Like I, if I heard it.
Wait, let me fact check this. Oh. Wait. Oh, yeah, Glorilla. Okay, I think it is. Just for that one song, like, she ate that one little thing. I'll give her Kim Petras level. It's nice, okay. It's different, it's unusual. This, we already saw this one. Y2K by Ice Spice. Are you familiar?
No comment.
Really?
I don't,
you know,
I don't know anything.
No, you know, if he's cheating, I'm doing him worse. I hit the reverse.
Yeah,
exactly.
I like that one.
Yeah, and then there's also Thank You the S, You're Not Even the Fart.
Yeah.
Which is pretty classic. I did listen to the whole album like one time and everything else was it was bad.
Not good. Yeah.
But for that, I'll give it, it's not quite bumping that. I'll give it, it's nice, it's different.
Yeah.
It's unusual. Halsey, did you listen to that?
I have no idea what that is. I didn't even know she released an
album.
Yeah,
we'll go Needs Improvement. 143 by Katy Perry.
I feel bad for her.
I know. I also feel really bad. But I will say, I listened to it when it came out because I was like, okay, like, you know, she's made some good music in the past.
Yeah.
But it was not good.
Really?
Yeah. I also, yeah. And you've seen like Woman's World and everything like that about how it's just the song. Like, it's a woman's world and you're lucky to be. You've never heard that? It was like the lead single.
I'm not sure.
Well, no, I feel like the hate is definitely a little forced, but like,
yeah,
but
it was
I'm
bad.
Not really going to defend her that hard. So I'll just give her indifferent, but like, well, it actually does need improvement.
Yeah.
Okay. She needs improvement. It's not the torture department is the only one in the bottom category so far. I don't know what this is. J-Lo.
Do you remember when we watched the Dark Horse music video?
Yes.
Like, that was so groundbreaking. I don't know what happened to her.
Yeah. No, and I've been listening to Teenage Dream a lot recently, like, that whole album, and it's, like, really, really good. And even the one before that, the one where she had, like, Hot and Cold.
Yeah.
The album is, like, One of the Boys, I think.
Oh,
it's
you
really
know that
good.
Song, You're So Gay?
Yes.
It's so good.
I wish she would go back to her, like... homophobia era. Because now she's like too... Wait, I don't know if I can say this.
That's
never mind.
No.
J-Lo, I didn't hear it, but you know what? We're going to put that in tortured ears because there's no way it's anywhere else. This is... I don't know what this is. Kacey Musgraves, did you listen to that?
I didn't listen to that.
Me neither. Well, I like her. Let's just give her needs
improvement.
Yeah.
Oh, I really like this album.
Who is
it? It's Kali Uchis.
Oh, okay.
I'd give it... I don't think it's her best work,
okay,
but I'd give it either Bumpin' That or Yes And.
Okay, let's give it Bumpin' That, because
okay,
I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
These... Sorry, there's a lot of these. Oh, Maggie Rogers. I feel like I listened to that.
Oh,
like,
I think I like a few songs on this album. I would give it like...
It's Nice, It's Different.
Yeah.
Okay. Megan. I listen...
Oh, do you know that BAS one?
Oh, I that love
that
song.
That really good.
And also, this has like... Watashi wa sta, sta.
Oh, yeah.
Sta. Okay, looking for that.
Bumping that.
This is also, I think this is like the deluxe of that. We'll just,
oh, eh.
Well, no, I haven't heard it. Let's just put,
yeah,
it. I don't know what this is. Short and sweet. Got a lot of attention.
Yeah.
I definitely like, I mean, Espresso was like a classic. Like,
right.
let's not even debate that. I feel like it kind of carries, though. And then maybe that song, like, you know, the song was like, have you ever tried this one?
Yeah.
That one's pretty good.
Is that the one about her freaking out?
Well, yeah. That's what they all are. Like, her whole thing is, like cute, like, ironic lyrics, or, like, I don't know what the word is. But I feel like I like her whole little thing that she's doing.
Yeah.
And, like, I support her rise to fame. I feel like she's been working on music for a long time, and I like to see her getting recognized. So I feel like I'd give it bump in that.
Yeah.
This, do you know what this is?
What is that?
So she's actually from Blackpink. But
from what?
Blackpink.
Oh.
Which, for my viewers, if you don't know, I have a deep history with Blackpink. I low-key knew that, like, it wasn't gonna be that good. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I just kind of like Blackpink when they stick to their whole, like, as a group thing. And it's, like, when they do their solo things, I feel like it's just not as strong because, I don't know. I just, like... And this... I was a little bit disappointed by this album. There's, like, two songs that are, like, in my, like, songs from it. Oh, this is Apata, by the way.
Oh. I know
context.
That one.
Yeah. So... She did her big one with that. And there's, like, one other song that I like. But other than that, it's just kind of, like, slow songs. And I'm just, like, I don't know. But I would give it It's Nice. Mm-hmm. Another J-Lo album, I guess. Tortured Ears. Shawn Mendes. I didn't listen to that.
Me neither.
I don't know what this is. Oh, SOS Deluxe. I liked it,
yeah.
But low-key, I listened to it, like, twice.
Yeah, me too. I didn't listen to it that many times. I'd give it, like...
Bumpin' That? Or It's Nice?
It's Nice, because
okay.
I feel like nothing, like, really stuck out to
okay.
me.
Okay. Tortured.
No.
This is another version of Tortured Ears.
Yeah.
Tyla, I didn't listen to that. I didn't listen to either of these. Okay, that concludes our ranking. Just for
right
it looks like
time.
Yeah, right on time. To conclude, the only one that made it to the godly category is Brat. So I feel like on that note, why don't we play some Brat? And Natalie's gonna be heading out. So
thank you
everyone,
for having
thank
me.
Thank you for coming.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay, here is Let's Do Talk Talk by Charlie.
We've been talking for months, but never in the same room. Now I wanna approach ya, but we've been keeping this a secret. And you're surrounded by friends, and I'm just wondering what they know. I wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd just talk to me. Cause I've been getting nervous.
you're thinking about me. I'm kinda thinking you are. I followed you to the bathroom, but then I felt crazy. I'm feeling like I'm on fire, 'cause we've been keeping this a secret, and all your friends are still there, and I'm just wondering what they know. I wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd just talk to me. I wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd just talk to me. I think you're getting closer, 'cause I'm beginning nervous. I wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd talk, talk, wish you'd just talk to me. Talk to me, talk to me. Wish you'd just talk to me. Talk to me, talk to me. Wish you'd just talk to me. Talk to me, talk to me. Wish you'd just talk to me. Talk to me, talk to me. Wish you'd just talk to me. Talk to me, talk to me.
Talk to me in French. Talk to me in Spanish. Talk to me in your own made-up language. Doesn't matter if I understand it. Talk right in my ear. Tell me your secrets and fears. Once you talk to me, I'll talk to you and say, hey, let's get out of here. Shall we go back to my place?
we spent them dollars. It's drugs. If it's just for the night, don't think twice, it's alright.
Don't worry about it.
Head stuck up in the clouds.
Don't worry about it.
Love you more than the drugs.
Don't worry about it.
If it's just for the night,
don't worry about it.
Don't think twice, it's alright.
Don't worry about it.
My shoulder was the perfect height. We fit so right. So what's going on?